It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. And today for Rob Ferret, you're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's our On Congress segment with USA Today Congress and political editor Paul Singer. He'll fill us in on what's happening in Washington, D.C.
But first, we're talking about the latest in the John Doe investigation. Today, 27,000 emails were released to the public. The emails are from a convicted former aide to Governor Scott Walker.
The release is part of that probe dubbed the John Doe investigation. Prosecutors are trying to determine if Walker's aides were working on his 2010 gubernatorial campaign while working under him as Milwaukee County executive.
The release of these documents is getting national attention because many pundits consider Governor Walker to be a presidential contender in 2016. Democratic groups across the nation are drawing attention to the document dump. A spokesperson for the Democratic Governors Association wished reporters, quote, happy digging.
And here to discuss how this document release could have a ripple effect on the national scene is Elizabeth Titus. She's a political reporter for Politico. Elizabeth, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
And let's start with the basics. We've been following this story in Wisconsin, of course, but those who haven't been keeping up necessarily, what is the John Doe investigation?
Sure. Well, it was a probe that went on for about 3 years in Wisconsin and ended last year. It resulted in charges against six people who had connections in some way to Governor Scott Walker. And much of the investigation focused on whether Walker aides used their time on the clock working for the public in county government or whatnot to participate in political activity or to help political candidates run for office. And like I said, the probe was closed last year, but a court ordered that many, many emails from the investigation be released, and that's what happened today, which shed a lot of light on some of the people involved in Scott Walker's world.
And to be clear, that initial probe was not into Governor Walker himself. It was into staffers around him that were working on his campaign while they were actually employees of the Milwaukee County Executive's Office.
Right. Governor Walker has said that he never believed that he himself was a target of this investigation. And of course, he was not ever charged with any wrongdoing. But several people either close to him or who had contributed to his campaign, a variety of people, these six who were charged, did end up getting implicated in some of these issues.
So the latest news on these released emails just happening today is that they tie Governor Walker to the secret email system that was used in his county executive office, that there was this parallel system that was known about, but there's actually at least one email that they have found that shows that, appears to show that Governor Walker knew about this system, which he has denied. How do you think this will impact his national standing?
Well, this is certainly getting more attention today in Washington, D.C. and in the national political media than I've seen it receive at any previous point. Obviously, this has been a big topic in Wisconsin, but I think you are seeing it start to break through a little bit. And, you know, in New Jersey with Governor Chris Christie there fighting a traffic scandal, you can see how an investigation close to any governor or any prominent politician, especially one like Governor Walker, who might have 2016 hopes, how that can really distract them from their message, how that can keep the media focused on things other than the governor's agenda, how it can create a little bit of a circus atmosphere. And that makes it very, very difficult for anyone who might be looking to create a roadmap to run for president in 2016.
And we do want to point out that it's according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting that earlier this afternoon that at least one email has been found. But right now that's all we know. And you brought up Chris Christie and how he responded when there when evidence came out that he was aware of the traffic stoppages and things like that. Do you think because Chris Christie has just gone through this, another potential Republican candidate for president, now Scott Walker is facing potentially a similar situation, do you think it's going to get more or less attention because of the Christie situation?
Well, that's a great question. I think that folks paying attention to the next presidential race are certainly primed to hear about and learn about stories similar to Christie's because it has been such a revealing episode there in New Jersey. I don't know, you know, there are a number of factors that make New Jersey and Wisconsin different. There's not quite the media market saturation. There's not the proximity to D.C. and New York, where you have, you know, easy access to cable news shows and whatnot. But the Walker thing does seem to be breaking through. And I don't know to what extent he might be taking cues from Chris Christie or not about how to handle this, but for Democrats, national Democrats, it certainly makes for a very easy narrative. You know, here's one Republican governor, Chris Christie, fighting multiple investigations, and now here's Scott Walker. And, of course, Republican governors would insist that they're getting very good results in their states, and they would dispute that sort of notion of a pattern.
Does this situation make Wisconsin more interesting to people who watch politics on a national level, or, you know, does it make us look like we're, you know, just another bunch of kind of corrupt people? We just happen to be in the middle of the country instead of on one of the coasts.
Well, I think that's a great question, and time will tell. What I can say from covering, you know, the situation in New Jersey and from watching some of these things play out is that people get very interested, political junkies get very interested when there are documents they can hold and sift through and read, primary documents like the ones released today, and that seems to pique a lot of people's interest. And so if, you know, history is any indication there, I would say that people are definitely tuning into what's happening in Wisconsin. And of course, there was tons of attention back when the national attention back when the recall took place, that has since quieted down a bit. And there could be a bit of a revival happening here, but time will ultimately tell.
Well, we will certainly keep tabs on this issue, as we're sure that you will as well. Elizabeth, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you.
That was Elizabeth Titus, reporter for Politico.